Shalom, everyone. We welcome everyone. The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask a question. Please keep your questions on topic, Mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teaching and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's, previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room Discourses by Maitreya, God's Word Continuously, Religious Group section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Shalom and welcome to the Mission of Maitreya's Conversation Room. Well, usually in this room we gather together and we ask everybody to go to our website and study our teachings and see how all the religions of the world are unified and the last revelation of God has come to humanity and how He has sent all religions to man one by one, and now we know what is the meaning of each religion on earth and where they stand and how they not only do not contradict each other but complement each other. But today we will have a different format. We will discuss the last declaration that I wrote last week, and it is the declaration that it is done. It is written for our guidance in the future, and seeing that the revelation of God is finished and the seventh revelation indeed has come to humanity and it's completed. The text of this declaration is in the website and it's been sent to many people who are connected to the mission closely, and today we are going to read it and everybody listen to it very carefully, and we will discuss it if you have any question about it, and we will go through with it and see if we can understand in the deeper level. So I turn the mic to Shirin that she go ahead and read the last declaration and the revelation that it is done, and then we come back and we discuss it. Go ahead, Shirin.
It is done, the third and final declaration. Today, the day I have reached the age of 60, November 8, 2004, or Mary 26/0/11986, Maitreya's calendar, I declare that I have perfected the religion for all of humanity. The plan of God and His last revelation is revealed to man and is now complete. It is a complete revelation of creation, history, and the goal of life of man and the universe. It is a revelation and a call to action to create God's kingdom on earth and beyond. This will accelerate the process to return back to God. Those who hear this call and rise to the call will be saved. Those who resist the call and will not rise to action will have no excuse and cannot blame God for their demise. God indeed has warned man again and again of his fate. He has shown man the way out. He has sent his prophets and messengers to them with clear revelations and signs. He has sent his last revelation with clear signs and truth at this end time. They still will not listen. Therefore, the responsibility now rests on man's shoulders. Do not blame God for destructions in what is coming to you. Read his revelation, so, and look deep within to see that man, darkness, indeed is responsible for what is coming to them. For those who truly are chosen, know the teaching well and preach it correctly. Learn it well. Do not add to it and do not subtract from it. Do not replace it with your ideas and opinions. Do not create doctrines, dogmas of your own, and do not split the faith according to your understandings. Love one another and learn to work with each other to establish communities of light, which are based on the eternal divine path. Reach out to humanity. Create helpful organizations, environments to help humanity in all levels. Charity starts from individuals helping individuals, the immediate environment, community, earth, and universe. All are one. Attend the spiritual services of the mission. Create opportunities for others to join you in these services and set up meetings to propagate and spread the teachings further and deeper. Build the critical mass in every situation by all the peaceful means possible. Use force only as the last resort when it is just and unavoidable. Mostly, use it to defend yourself in the communities of light. Resist evil and evildoers with all your might. Justice is closest to the heart of God. The prime directive in all situations is create an environment that promotes godliness, egolessness, an environment that brings the focus of man back to spirit and the goal of life to become divine or be godly, pure, etc. The whole life and society should be built and based on this prime directive. All other activities and anything that opposes this prime directive must be discouraged and shunned. All humanity has to learn that they have the right to be treated with decency, respect, and justness. All humanity has to learn their rights and demand them from the government and their leaders and the world. Observe those in the communities of light and only choose those who truly are incorruptible. Those who respect others' rights and do have the wisdom of Spirit God with them. Leaders should be chosen from the incorruptible ones. Leaders are connected to God and will implement our teaching to their fullest. When such leaders are found, give to them generously in all levels. Physically, includes financially at least tithes. Mentally and spiritually, so they can manifest the plan. If they are corrupt, however, withdraw your support from them in all levels. If the leaders are fallen ones, that society indeed has fallen. Never let the government and leaders take away your rights and make you feel that you owe them instead of they owing you the proper environment to grow and become divines. This giving up of one's rights to the leaders and governments is one of the problems in many nations at this time. Hopefully, this will be cured soon. Indeed, almost any system will work if this truth is understood by people and it is implemented in that system. It will work best, however, in God's our system. Do not, however, demand that government,
society and or your leaders provide for you with no efforts from you. Become a productive member of the society and create more wealth on earth than you take. Choose a respectful work that you have an aptitude for. Do it well, honestly, and efficiently. Work hard. Be professional in what you do. Treat others justly and honestly. Encourage others also to have these qualities. Indeed, in the communities of light, ungodly and unethical behaviors should be discouraged. The educational process should help a person in this regard and teach children the values of integrity, honesty, justness, and aversion from ungodliness and unethical behaviors. Children should be taught and encouraged to uphold the good God ways and have distaste for opposite behaviors of what is godly in all levels of society. Education, based on the words of God, so is paramount in establishing the environment and the kingdom of God. Humans should realize from childhood the reason they have come to this universe. They should be taught the goal of life and their rights at an early age. They should all have the goal of becoming divine. Let the Spirit of God come through them in whatever work they will inspire to do in life. Humanity should learn about the cyclical movements of society in depth and the progress it brings to humanity at the end of each cycle. By understanding and implementing these teachings, they will come ever closer to the perfection of a balanced and just society. With the implementation of true leaders, paravipras, and an understanding of these cyclical movements, man can come as close to a perfect society as possible in this external world. The manifested world is a relative state. True perfection is only possible in God, pure consciousness. Understanding these movements, seeing how the cyclical movements explain the cycles in society that have occurred in the past, and realizing how this understanding will guide humanity in the future will help man to create the kingdom of God on earth. Those who do not learn the lessons from history, as it is explained in our teachings, will repeat those mistakes again. Learn the cyclical movements and realize how they work. See how, by paravipras guiding each cycle to the next cycle, before the undesirable part of each cycle is aroused, they will bring greater progress in all levels of humanity's existence. Humanity has to reach to space. Earth has limited resources. There are infinite resources in the universe, space. By reaching to space, man will be able to use these infinite resources. This will take away one of the causes of war and destruction, limited resources on Earth. This will accelerate peace on Earth. Since the entire human race has to be engaged in the exploration and conquering of the space, greater cooperation will be created among all people. With this approach and our teaching, men eventually will accelerate peace among themselves and will bring unity to Earth. Of course, none of these will lead to God's kingdom without the communities of light, our teaching. Therefore, ceaselessly work in creation of such communities. This will accelerate the process of cooperation among humans and will bring godliness to them. Man has much to learn about how to live together, share, and be unified. Humans, indeed, are not equipped with these abilities. The essence of the external world is chaotic and is full of darkness, self-centeredness, and selfishness. Remember, there was chaos and darkness from the very beginning, Genesis chapter 1. The qualities needed in the communities of light have to be learned through education and following the eternal divine path. Indeed, with this last declaration, the revelation of the holiest of the holies, though the last testament, and all lectures and supplemental efforts added to our work and will be added as long as life is in my veins, the work of God and his last revelation has been perfected. God has revealed his ultimate will to man. If I die tonight, I will die in peace that I have indeed perfected God's message to humanity. Now it is between them and God. It is done.
That is the last declaration of the mission for everybody to study, to look at. I was going to call it the Mission Manifesto, but because it has a connotation of some other movements that might not go well with some people, we did not call that, but it is the essence and guiding light and what this mission is all about and has now revealed completely to humanity, and it is perfected and completed. I hope all of you go and read it more in detail and in depth and answer the call. But if you have any question about it, those who have read it already, of course, know more about it. If you have read it or heard it for the first time, go ahead and we can go ahead and discuss to see what is in your mind and you want to know about it. It is a declaration that indeed the revelation of God, the seventh seal, is completed and revealed to humanity in full, and now it is the responsibility of man to take it and realize that indeed it is from God and they come together and manifest it. We have a question from Hannibal. Maitreya, when you say know the teaching well, do not add to it and do not subtract from it, I hope that this does not discourage me and others from using your teaching to create a spiritual blueprint for mental illness in our studies. In this way, others may add to your teachings, but it will not corrupt or contradict what you have said and written. It will complement. Then I think any doubts, complement them. Okay, well, as far as you can complement it, as far as you can use it in your work and implement it, you know, that's fine. There has been in history that people have come and added to the teachings of the founder, and they have corrupted the teaching to a point that no other prophet or revealer can come to man because they have made it so difficult and unreasonable and untrue what that revealer brought to humanity, that not everybody is waiting for somebody to come from the sky and say the kingdom be and it will be. And it has never happened in the whole history of humanity. Never a revelation of God came that way. Therefore, it is impossible. They have made it impossible for God to send his revelation to man. So that is what it meant. Know the teaching well. Even if you want to implement it in your studies and your psychological and, you know, implementation, that would be fine. But know the teaching well before you're doing that. Not just knowing a little of it and then implementing it and then at the end is not going to work, because it is the whole vision that has to be realized and implemented. As far as you know the teaching well and then you use it for different purposes in life and make it creatively useful, great. That would be fine. Actually, that is the idea. The whole mission is the base of a springboard for the coming of the civilization and human progress. Therefore, there is no problem with implementation of the mission and our teachings and bringing creative ideas and expanding it based on the truth that has been revealed through the mission. There is no objection for that at all. And therefore, we can implement it as you know you can. But know the teaching first. Implementing, that is what I mean. Sure, no problem with the implementation. And you can use the teaching in any way that can help humanity. And it can in many, many ways, from individual to community to all that. Okay, Carl, I'm glad you are here today. Now they call it radical conspiracy, Carl. I was worried about you last week. You didn't show up. So I hope you are okay. And if you have something to say, you can take the mic and say your piece. But be rational and let's talk in a very nice way together and see why you are so angry and unhappy about, you know, the mission. But don't just yell and guru and this. See, what is your problem? And let us talk about it. Go ahead.
Well, I can be peaceful and rational, but I get red-dotted and banned and bounced when I ask real questions. You may not like the way I pose the questions, and I might not like your answers. But, I have my own way of doing things. So I ask my question, why do we need a guru like you? Not to insult you, but you are a guru. So why do we need a guru?
Carl, have you been in our website? Have you seen the teachings? Have you seen the prophecies, genealogy, the word of God based on Bible and all that? And still you call, you know, this revelation and teaching the teaching of a guru. A guru is a person who teaches Hindu religion, and he's from India that teaches, you know, a very specific teaching based on a tradition. You know, Christ wasn't the guru. Prophet Muhammad wasn't the guru. So your very assumption that this teaching is come from a guru is incorrect. So that is why we are asking you, you know, expand yourself, see the truth, look at this exactly what it is. And also we want to know, you know, what is your background? Where have you come from? And why are you so angry about what we do? So just let's come to some conclusion that if we can get along, fine. If we don't get along, then you go your way and we go ours. Go ahead.
Wow, I'm impressed, Maitreya. You asked a personal question about me instead of rambling on in your typical guru speak. I am Carl. I'm an atheist. I am well-read in many religions. I read your website, very nice, it's only a website, so fine, but I have my way of thinking. I don't need a teacher, a messiah, a Buddha, a Christ, I don't need these things. There have been many prophets and many prophecies. We don't need these in the modern world. What we need is peace. What we need is humanity, not more gurus.
Okay, well, that is your idea and opinion, and I respect that in a sense that that is your conclusion. But if you have read our teaching and study our, you know, what we have in the website, as you say, you would see that there is intelligence in the universe, the consciousness. Even you have it, you have consciousness, and there's the creative forces, and there's been prophecies and promises that has been given to Abraham, his prophets, and all that is been fulfilled. I know you are atheist. You don't believe in God. I was atheist myself, before I received this revelation because they couldn't show me to God. It wasn't logical. Therefore, yes, religions are changed. Religion have been, created by man, and they have corrupted from the original teachings. And therefore, now we look at them and we see they are not logical. But this teaching is logical. It's based on the promises is given and fulfilled. And if there is been promises and there is fulfillment of them, even an atheist, a logical person says, if there is promises, then their fulfillment have come by them. Therefore, there is someone who promises and he fulfills them. And even you should be thinking logically and realizing that there is a possibility that there is an intelligence in the universe. And therefore, you have to go beyond that block of all religion and this and that. You have to know what we teach. Okay, I agree with you. All religion have been corrupted, they have been changed, they have been, created a lot of dogmas, and now reached the point they have become illogical. So what we are asking you to see the logic behind our teaching and realize that our teaching is not based on dogma, but based on logic and the reality. So if you can see that, that's fine. And if you can't, that would be fine too. The only thing is you are incorrect if you think our teaching is the same as other religion. It is not. Therefore, you have to put a little more effort, go study, and see it is logical and there is a intelligence in the universe. You can call it anything. You can say, quantum physics, but still quantum physics has a logic behind it and all that. Go ahead.
Well, logic is fine, religion is fine, philosophy is fine, science is fine, but these are only mankind's attempt to explain the infinite complexities of the universe. And I disagree. Your website and your religion is the same thing. You claim to be the Messiah, the Christ, the Buddha, the Bob. You claim to be the next prophet. Well, gee. This has been going on for thousands of years. You're just the next prophet, the next Christ, the next Buddha, the next Bob, the next whatever. It's the same dogma over and over again. There's nothing new. You just blend other religions together. You blend Christianity with Hinduism and Buddhism and blend it all together and call it new. It's not new. It's old.
Well, that shows me that you don't know our teachings and you got stuck in the prophecies and claims, just like a professor in a university who claimed to have a doctorate and shows his diploma that he went through the education, he received his degrees, and therefore he is qualified to claim he is a doctor and is a professor in the university. And therefore, for me to claim that I am, you say I claim to be, without having any backing of the prophecies, genealogy, revelation based on the word of the other main scriptures with the Bible, you are correct. That is a claim. But when the claim is backed up with the prophecies and other things and is based on the word of God, and it is logical, and it explains everything from the creation history, science, psychology, quantum physics, to everything, to unified theory, and everything that humanity is struggling now to understand, then you have to stop and say, hey, maybe it is more than I think it is, and it is something new. And you are just stuck in that part that I claim to be this and that, and therefore you judge from that point without going farther to going deeper into our teachings and seeing the truth in it. Therefore, the only thing we ask you to study a little more, go a little deeper, just go beyond this shallow conclusion that because I claim this, it is not correct. It's the same thing. It's absolutely incorrect. It's not the same thing. Never, there has never been a revelation like this on earth, which is so logical and explains so many, so much. Go ahead.
Well, I disagree again. It is the same thing. You're mixing Christianity and Hinduism and Buddhism and the Baha'i faith, and you mix it all together in a blender and you call it new. It's not new. You quote a Christian text, you quote Hindu philosophy, you mix it all together and you say, hey, look, it's new. But it's not new. The Baha'i faith has been around for several hundred years, Christianity for several thousand years, same as Hinduism and Buddhism. Tell me something new, Maitreya. Tell me something new.
Okay, let me ask you a question. What is eternal divine path, if you know our teachings?
Eternal divine path. Well, gee, this sounds like a wonderful expression. Eternal. Well, gee, that's a nice concept. I don't know about afterlife. When I'm dead, I'm dead. Until the afterlife hits me, I will not know. Divine. Well, we all have a spiritual nature. We're all spiritual in different ways. Path. Yes, we all must choose our own path in this life, not follow someone else's path. So combine them together, and you get the same old stuff with a new phrase made up in guru speak.
Okay, well, that shows completely that you know nothing about our teachings. You have not studied. You have not realized it, what it's talking about. And you just have an agenda to make yourself feel good that you are right, but you are wrong and incorrect. And what you just said is not eternal divine path. Eternal divine path is an explanation of how each religions of the world have a part of a greater truth, which when you combine them together, you come up with the eternal divine path. So why don't you go and study a little more about our teaching and recognize and realize that there is a greater truth that you've been prophesied to come, and now it's here. You can, you know, I'm just trying to understand you a little more and give you an opportunity to discuss something that you claim you know about and call it not good when you don't know anything about it, Carl. You know, if you are logical and you are a person of, you know, substance and logic, at least you have to put some effort and research something that you oppose. Go ahead.
Well, you quote Christian prophetic text, which is nice but irrelevant. It's 2,000-year-old dogma. You quote Buddhist philosophy and Hindu philosophy and call it new. So mixing old religions together does not make it new. It makes it old mixed up religion. It's still dogma. So you still haven't made anything new. You combine things together and you call it new. Well, it's not. The Baha'i faith, well, which is nice, accepts all religions. Still, they attempt to combine other religions together. Just combining other religions together did not make it new. And calling yourself the fulfiller of prophecy, it does not make you a prophet. It makes you another guru.
Again, you're repeating the same thing, Carl. You say it is mixing of all religions together like other people, but it is not correct. You don't know the teachings. You have not studied. There has never been a revelation or a teachings like this on earth. And you keep saying it is the same thing as Baha'i and other teaching, and we quote this religion and that religion, and therefore we just combine things together, and that is not correct. That's incorrect assumptions. Okay, and so you have to go and study our teaching and see the vision before you judge. And I'm pretty disappointed that you have not searched before accusing us of something that you don't know anything about. And that is really sad, because I thought, you know, you are more, you know, intelligent and more intellectual than opposing something without completely knowing what this is all about. Okay, I'll give you one more chance to make your case, and then we go continue with our discussion. Go ahead.
Okay, let's try this one more time. So, Maitreya, tell me something completely new. Tell me something I have never heard before in any other religion. Tell me something totally new.
Eternal divine path is new. No other religion have come and said each religion have a specific message for humanity, and when you put in a specific messages from all religions together, you will find there is a path revealed that if man follows, will bring the kingdom of God on earth and bring peace and unity and greater degree of progress for humanity. And that is what you want. You want humanity to have peace, progress, and have a wonderful, leap of evolution. And that is new. It has never been on earth. Nothing came with this idea. Nobody could come with this understanding. This is absolutely new. So you have to go to see what eternal divine path is, and then you will see it is new. Okay? So it is new. It's absolutely unique. And therefore, you have to go and do more search and research and see what we're talking about here. And now it's completed. It's perfected. It has come to humanity to imperfection, and it cannot be stopped because it's done. It's finished. And whatever has come from the higher level, it's now on earth manifested. It is something humanity cannot stop it, but they can little by little see the truth in it more and more. And we invite you, as invite everybody, to go and see this truth and realize that indeed there is an intelligence in the universe. It is created with an... I rejected God, I rejected religions because it didn't make sense to me, and they were all dogmas. Why do I want to bring a religion or a philosophy that I already opposed, and I concluded that they are all wrong and they don't make sense? If it didn't make sense to me, I would not have preached it. I would not have brought it to humanity. I would not have started this mission in the first place. So I was a place you are. You know, it's not surprising for me that you're an atheist. Fine. I was an atheist myself. But I saw that indeed there is an intelligence, because in the history he promised Abraham and other that he will do things for them, and he did them. How can you not conclude that an intelligence exists that he can promise and fulfill them? Then, of course, the rest of the revelation came little by little, and all of them make sense. It is just hand and glove. They fit each other. And I'm not a guru. It's not a bad word, but the guru is a very specific, narrow explanation. Just like I'm a rabbi, or I'm a mullah, I'm a father. And it just doesn't make sense, because this teaching is not just Hinduism that I can be a guru. It's not only Islam that I can be mullah, or Christianity I can be father. And but anyway, it's just you have just really meditate on what you are, you know, pursuing and objecting to, and maybe God guides you to see the light. If it didn't, fine, you know, it's okay. We leave you to God, but at least study and accuse you of us of something that, you know, makes sense and is logical, not just, you know, being angry about the thing without knowing too much about what you're angry about. So we can see that hopefully, you know, he will go and study our teaching in a greater degree and realize that indeed God exists, and indeed his intelligence and awareness and consciousness is God. And it is a calling for everyone. And actually, atheists probably, if they really study your teaching, they have a greater degree of understanding how logical these teachings are. Let's go back to our discussion here in the room again. We just read the last declaration, and the base of it is for humanity to create the communities of light and cooperate and become brothers and sisters and eventually create a peaceful world that's based on the truth and reality of God. You're welcome, Carl. I hope you go to our website, and God's blessing or whatever you believe be with you. I hope you eventually see the light and realize indeed God has sent this as a revelation from God, not just a teaching of Hinduism. So, of course, it is in the website, this last declaration. You can go study and bring the questions about it. And it has been sometimes that I felt that mission really has finished. Everything has been revealed to humanity. I've said it many times in these conversation rooms and other rooms that, well, we are really done with this revelation. But now that I have reached the age 60, it seemed that it's appropriate, and it was impressed on me that indeed let humanity know the base of our teaching and our desire for humanity and what this revelation is for, that we indeed have to come together, become brothers, sisters, learn how to work with one another, create great organizations and environment that we can help other people at the same time, not only help ourselves, but also choose the leaders that are incorruptible in the communities of light, and eventually create the hierarchy in the in mission. And as the mission expands and other systems will fall, because they will, we will have a viable alternative for them, and eventually create an earth that they can live in peace, and they can come together and study and progress in a science to a point that they can reach to a space, go there and find infinite resources, so everybody have higher the standard of living. But they know at the same time they are here to reach higher consciousness, not to use prosperity for sensual enjoyment, but use it for greater degree of progress physically, mentally, and spiritually. And therefore, we eventually create a great human and kingdom of on earth. Of course, perfection is only in a spirit, and this creation is a relative truth. Therefore, the perfection never can come to relative truth, but with our system and with our teaching, we can come to it as close as possible. Therefore, the utopian society really an idea that is incorrect, because in the manifested world, never perfection can be reached in a sense of there is no flaw in it at all. And therefore, we have to strive for it and eventually achieve it in the spirit, but in the physical world, we should come as close as possible with understanding of the cyclical movement that they are explaining, though, with realizing how human problem is based on ego, and our psychological problem is the reason for us we fall, and we have desires, and our subconscious mind runs our life, and we have to overcome the subconscious mind so we can be connected to unconscious mind or God's conscious or being. We can overcome also the temptation and all the things that they accuse the devil of making us do. Therefore, we don't take any responsibility. Devil made me do it. Therefore, I have no responsibility. I don't have to worry about it. I was just misguided. But if we know this these are psychological problems, we can meditate, overcome subconscious mind, and therefore they will have no power over them. Actually, with filling ourselves with God and intelligently realizing, you know, why we are affected and why we do the things we do, we can little by little overcome, and the evil or devil doesn't exist for us. Where there is light, darkness cannot exist. And therefore, the whole idea is to create a new man, a new intelligent human, that they do not blame another being for their own failing and tell, you know, God made me, devil made me do it, therefore I don't have to improve. I can't, because devil is very powerful and I don't have any power. But God said, no, you can overcome. No, be perfect as your Father in heaven, as God. Therefore, God indeed has revealed that we can be pretty perfect and close to godliness in this manifested world. Of course, we might not completely become perfect, but we can come close to perfection. And this manifesto, or this last declaration, is indeed to let humanity know what is that this mission wants humanity to do. And I'm hoping that all of you will read it again carefully and consider the things that's been revealed to you. And that hopefully will be a guiding light after I left my body. I'm not planning to leave it soon, and I'll be here with you. And as far as I have a life in my veins, I will continue to spread this message and repeat it and reach out any way possible to humanity. And eventually we attract people who are intelligent, who are understanding this vision, see it clearly, and are dedicated to it, and it become the first priority in their lives, and come to the mission and close to me, so we can work together to manifest this mission in all levels possible. And of course, I am waiting for such a people to step forward and manifest themselves and manifest great things. As God said, you know them by their fruits. I know the elect godly people by the fruit they give, and you know me by the revelation, by the word which based in on the scriptures, by prophecies, by genealogy, by everything that God made it so unique, so you realize you indeed have found the person who has been prophesied to come. And now it is here, and it's revealed to you, and perfected the religions for mankind. And mankind now have a perfected revelation on earth, and they can come and read and understand and realize that the kingdom will come by following the eternal divine path, by realizing there are all the children of the same God, that they realize only the same spirit brought the religion that it brought other religions. Therefore, there is no separation between religion. Not only they are not contradictory, they are complementary, and they can be unified as one. Therefore, again, the waiting is here for those who see this vision clearly, and they realize indeed they have been called for a great purpose, for a great revelation, for a great truth. And they step forward and say, yes, I am ready, I am willing, I am with you, let's do it together. And I say, great, come, what is your talents, what you can do, how we can help with each other, and how you can become also an instrument of God. So we have two Maitreyas, three Maitreyas, 144,000 Maitreyas on earth. And then we can indeed spread this message to every corner on earth and preach it to every humans, and eventually reach to the leaders and the churches and mosques and synagogues and temples, and spread it to other nations. There are many people in India, in Far East, in places that they will love this revelation, and they will join it easily, and they easily will dedicate their life to it. But we have not reached them yet. We have reached very limited window of opportunity, which has been internet, and mostly, of course, it's been Paltalk for last couple of years. And now, of course, we have to reach in a greater degree. But of course, another way to look at it, God said this revelation in this lifetime is the revelation of the thief of the night, and it will come quietly. So you can see that is why it's so quiet. Sometimes we have only not maybe 20, 25 people or whatever here in this room, and maybe a couple of thousand or 100,000 or something out there that know about this mission. But we need more than that. We need, dedicated people and supporters who really help this to spread all over the place. And if that is true, this is the thief of the night. I can see why it was necessary to be so quiet. It took us around from 1977 to now. It took us around 27 years to give sad songs, write things down, put them in the website, and perfect them, because it was not the revelation just had a very small scope for humanity. It's so vast that it took us so long. That's what some people, say our website is huge. It covers so many aspects, and some people even say they get lost in it because they lose, where they were, when they go to the website. And I even from the very menu, navigating menu, you can see it covers a lot of material in it. And therefore it is when necessary. So I stay in a quiet environment so we can write all these things down and create, that website and the teachings, so everybody now has them. They're all there. And it is just funny. Some people go there in the website for a couple of minutes and then come to the room. I know there's nothing new in that website. I already know that, and it took us 27 years to perfected, and now it is, of course, perfected as much as it could be. Now we are here for humanity to see this manifesto, this it is done, and the guiding light that it has come to it. If you have question about this last declaration, of course, like everything else in the website, you can bring it up in this room. I'll be here every week, and we can talk about it, and we can go in a deeper level and to understand that. I guess Adele has a question. You have explained the teaching so many times on many levels from so many viewpoints. Very clear teaching, so vast, so complete. Is it possible to misunderstand it? Well, that is what we are hoping would not happen. That is what it has been explained so many times, probably more than 1,000 times it's been explained. But still, I believe our teaching is like God himself. It can be experienced, it can be realized, it can be explained, it can be expanded, it can be even misunderstood, as God has been misunderstood with many people. And therefore, possibility that some people misunderstand it and don't realize it. But just besides that, Carl came here. He's angry. He called us guru and everything. But when you ask the question, he doesn't know the teachings. And he already decided that he knows, but he doesn't. So we can see the possibility is there. That is why we encourage everyone to know our teachings in a very deep level, very well, so they would not make mistakes. we had some spiritual teachers in the mission that we trust them. They understand the teaching and they will present it, you know, in a correct way. And then we find out that they also made some mistakes and they could not present it, you know, in complete its completeness. Therefore, knowing the teachings in a depth and a deeper level is very important for those who want to reach it. It doesn't mean that you should not start teaching or encouraging other people to go to the website and study them. But at least be aware that, you know, what part of the teaching you don't know. If you don't know, go study them, come to the stream, discuss it with me. That's why I'm here. I want to make clear the whole effort of this revelation and this teaching is to make it clear to everybody so they don't misunderstand it, they don't create any dogmas, and we can bring the most important thing in any revelation is the message that the prophet brought. Unfortunately, the prophet has become more important in many religions, even in Islam, in Christianity, in Hinduism, in Buddhism. The message has been replaced with personality. And that is when the cult actually is created, when the messenger become more important than the message, then you have the cult personality, and therefore the message is misinterpreted, misunderstood, not used. And the eventual conclusion is if you put some incense in front of Buddha, you will receive his blessing, and that's all he taught. And that's not what Buddha taught. Buddha taught more than that. So we have to understand that it's also implemented in our life. We have to create a godly lifestyle. We have to go to the services for the mission. They wrap ourselves into this revelation and teachings and bring it to our lives, everyday life. So eventually it becomes a part of us, just not... You come here Saturday and listen to Maitreya and then go the rest of the week. It's just not like it's not like a church that you go one day in a week and that's it. You're saved. It is a lifestyle. It is a complete bringing God to all levels of your life. Therefore, we all have to meditate and realize that it is something that it covers from very basic in your life to government and bringing children up, family, environment, community, everything. It's not just a one-day affair. It is a complete permeation in all level of human existence. All right, I think our hour is over, and we are after 11. And I don't see there is any question. Again, go to the website, read this last declaration, and now a sponsor has a question. Okay, sure, we can stay another half an hour. Actually, it's between 1 and 1 hour. So, can you talk about James 4:7, please? How can you explain that in another manner? What can you say about the verse? Can you say what the verses are? Can you put them in the text, or at least come to the mic and read them for us and see what is your... James 4:7, submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Exactly, that's what we just were saying. If you fill yourself by God and the light, where the devil can come? If God is everything, therefore where is the devil? Devil is the delusion of separation from God, and therefore do not listen to preachers who preach devil more than preach God. It sounds like they like devil and they make their follower absolutely full of fear of devil instead of filling them with the light of God and therefore freedom. They bound them actually in a greater degree by preaching the devil is so terrible. And actually, when you listen to them after a while, you feel devil is more powerful than God is. Therefore, you become so afraid of devil, you forget to fill yourself with God. And the fear, of course, bring greater submission of the followers to the churches, and they will do anything to get rid of the devil by the grace of the preacher. And that is why it is easier to get people submit to you by fear, and that is the technique many preachers use, and that is the technique the politicians and actually the dictators use to make humans submit to them by making them fearful of the bad things is going to happen to them, instead of teaching them how good God is and what rights every man and woman and child has. And therefore, this teaching again here is free you from devil and evil, and make you realize by concentrating on God, the devil have no power over you. Devil indeed is an illusion of the separation from God. The more you be connected to God, the less devil has power over you. That is the meaning of that verse, and that's exactly what we teach here, and that is what we want you to concentrate on. God, not devil. Devil has no power over those who have God with them. And therefore, devil is indeed in trouble by coming of this revelation. He cannot be the king of this world any longer. He is absolutely been destroyed by understanding God and bringing God in our level in our life and understanding our teaching and bringing the kingdom. And eventually the joy and freedom will come to man by not being afraid of the fears that these leaders and preachers and teachers have put on man. We are here to free you from all those bondages and make you an instrument for the light of God. And that verse absolutely agrees with us, and we absolutely agreed with that verse. Any other questions? Okay, Lou has a question. Can a fallen one reach pure consciousness? Absolutely. A fallen one is the whole universe. Nobody in the universe who is not fallen. If they weren't fallen, they would be in pure consciousness. And that is the reason the whole creation is created, and this manifested world is devised to help the fallen part of the universe to go back to Godhead. That is why Christians are correct that all have sinned. There is no one who is sinless. The only one who is sinless is God, who is in pure consciousness. Therefore, by this realization, we have all hope to repent. The fallen ones, the starting of going back to God, start with repentance, by meditation, by concentration, by contemplation, by realizing what we have done wrong, by confessing it to God and promising not to do that again, or whatever we do is not godly, and little by little purify ourselves and become more and more godly. Therefore, there is hope for every person in the universe to reach full consciousness, but there is a time limit, and that time limit indeed approaching because the seventh revelation have come to humanity, and it is the end time. And therefore, if you know someone, or if you feel yourself, or whatever, you know that you have no chance, that is not correct. You have a chance, and the only thing required is to recognize why you are fallen, or why they are fallen, and repent. And you don't need to go to the church or to the preacher to repent. You can repent it directly to God and meditate on that and purify yourself. You do not need a mediator. God is always with you, and you don't need anybody to go and confess. Indeed, confession means you repent and you will not do it again. It is not something you confess now and a week later you do it again and again and again and again. That is, of course, confession from ignorance, and or passion, but the true compassion is when you repent and you work more and more not to repeat the thing that have made you fallen. All right, I hope that answered your question, Lou. And if there's any other question, this is the time for you to either type it or raise your hand. Of course, Lou, if you have a follow-up, you can go ahead. If you don't, then I hope that answered your question. Great, great. Anything else? Great. Have a good week. Be with God and know that indeed you have been called for a great mission and a great realization and wonderful work ahead of you. Salam, everybody. See you next week.